We are now up to Simin Reish Ayin Dalid, and that's what we will be doing. Botseya al shtei kikros shlemos. You're supposed to do your betzias hapas, breaking your bread for Shabbos, on two whole loaves. The Ramah adds the word shalem. The Mishnah Berurah says, what if you don't have a shalem? Then the halacha is that you can use one that is not shalem, the used pas that's not shalem, and in the worst case, you can make a motzi on a kazayas. Sha'ochesh shteyem biyodo. That what you're supposed to do is hold both of them together. Ubotseya tachtona, and you start the bottom one. Says the Ramah, agav v'dafka b'leilei Shabbos, that's only Friday night. Avol b'yom ha-Shabbos, o b'leilei Yom Tov, botseya leilei Yonah. Otherwise, you start the top one. V'atamu al derech ha-Kabbalah. The reason why Friday night we don't start the upper one is al pisod. So first, the reason for Lechem Mishnah, Ezecher Lamon, the Pasuk says, V'loktu Lechem Mishnah. And Yontif, there's also Lechem Mishnah. And women too, since they got Mon, they also have a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. What happens if part of the challah is burnt and inedible? As long as it's still attached to it, it counts as a shalem. There's the Shari Tshuva here who goes into the issue of how much can be missing and it's still considered a shalem. He brings a machlokas, Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ri. If it is 1/48 or even a little bit, and the pashtus, the post can go with 1/48. If less than 1/48 of whatever size pas you have is missing, then it's not. It's still a shalem. It's only more than a 1/48 would be a problem. Further, the halacha is that you can be botseya and be motzi everybody else, and even the balabayas when he's being botseya should say brishus. That's derech anava. When do you hold it? At the time you're saying the motzi. Now, the Rashba Shita is that you have to be botseya on Lechem Mishnah. That means you have to start two chalas. The Marshal, the Shla, and the Gra all hold like the Rashba. However, the Minig is like the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says there's a Pashta Eitzah. What someone should do is get himself a big challah and a small challah and then start them both. So he's not going to just simply end up starting too much challah and having it left over. If the only way to be Mekayim Lechem Mishnah is with Pas Akum, the halacha is that one is allowed to do it. Now getting back here to the halacha where the Mechaber says to be Botseya the top one and the bottom one on Friday night, and the Ramah says the top one by Shabbos day. So the Bach asks, how can you start the bottom one? You're being Mavir ala mitzvahs. So the Taz says that what you should do is, even though you're starting the bottom one should be sticking out and should be closer to you, and this way you will not be Mavir ala mitzvahs. Also, the pas has to be sholem at the time of so long as you make the bracha, all the way till the betzia. Therefore, we already learned in Hilchos Betzias HaPas that you don't cut the pas before the bracha, you just make a little simen where you're going to cut. Siv Beis, mitzvah levtzo b'shabbos prusa gedola, shetasvik lo lochal asuda. Although all week long, you're not supposed to take a very big piece because it looks like rav sonus, that you just can't wait to eat. On Shabbos, where eating is not a matter of your own personal preference, but it's a mitzvah. There, on the contrary, for chivuv ha-mitzvah, you're supposed to cut off that which you're supposed to already cut up what you expect to eat for the entire meal. Siv Gimel, ein ha-mesubin rashoim litom ad sheyitom ha-botzeya. Out of Derech Eretz, everybody that's being yotza the bracha with him should not start eating before he does. So even though he gave out pieces of challah before he was tohen, nobody should start theirs until he has his. What if everyone has their own lechem mishnah? They're just being yotza the bracha of hamotzi with him. Yecholim litom afal bishadayin lo tamhu. They're allowed to eat then. They're not tolu in him. Sif Dalid. Suda zov shel shachris yefshel asosa below pas. Unlike shalosh sudas, where there are different days of what you can be yotza with, the first two sudas vaday need pas. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down Tosas and the Rosh say that what happens if you miss the suda Friday night machmas onis, you should have three sudas by day. It may very well be that you can be yotza all three sudas by day.